punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, it's a little warmer than yesterday. Not much, but it's a little warmer. We got a little bit more glazing and some snow. Started about 2 o'clock this morning. That's when it happened when I was out there with the heifers. Started about 2:15 to be exact. And Lacey texts me about 4:30. Hey, what's it doing out there? And then there's a actually, I had one of my spotters. He says it's snowing right now. Aaron Gout just come in here, and he was giving me hand signals. I didn't know what it was, but I do now. It's snowing right now. It's 20 degrees. 11 is the wind chill. Winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles an hour. No gust out there. It's just a light breeze out there, which is way nicer than yesterday. Well, I got the Leedy chapter of the Future Farmers of America will be in here in about 15-20 minutes. We'll have them in. Clinton canceled their school today because of weather, so they're not able to do any activities, so they didn't get to travel over. So I'm going to see if I can squeeze them in next week and have them come in, because I want to talk to all the kids from different towns in every county in our listening area. Hopefully next year we can get a few more schools in from Texas. Had a really good time yesterday with the SARE FFA and the Kelton Texas FFA, and it was a great time. So far, there's been some really bright kids in here, and the hope for our future is looking good. Well, as most of you guys know, there was a little disturbance in the force over in Europe last night. So corn and hard red winter wheat went up the limit, but in cash grain prices in Oklahoma this morning, hard red winter wheat's at $9.30, corn's at $6.80, Milo's at $6.85, soybeans is at $15.99. This morning at 6 o'clock, they were actually at $16.68 on the futures, and cotton's hanging in there at $1.20. And live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs are all down. Live cattle right now, February 141.40, April 142.65, June 139.02, August 138.20, feeder cattle March 157.80, April 162.62, lean hogs April 106.60, May 111.50, 111.50. June 117.87. And so there you got to go on that deals. A few results from the Hobart Stockyard sale yesterday. Looks like it's hanging in there pretty tough. Steers weigh in 359, average 205.71. 434 was costing you $196 per hundred. 533, $180 per hundred. Heifers 369, 161. Heifers weighing 458, 160. Butcher cows were bringing anywhere up to $87 per hundred weight. Bulls were bringing $110 per hundred weight. Bred cows were bringing anywhere from $1,200 to $1,650. And pairs were bringing up to $1,950. That tells me one thing. There's a little bit going on with the bred cows and the pairs. They've been, last 2 weeks, they've just been creeping up. So they're getting back up there. Where a guy can sell some bred cows or pairs and make some pretty decent money. Well, wheat and corn rose by their daily limits overnight, and soybean futures surged overnight after Russia launched an attack on Ukraine, throwing global markets into a frenzy. Mr. Putin, in a televised address yesterday, authorized a special military operation in eastern Ukraine, which was shortly followed by explosions in several cities. Ukraine said more than 40 of its soldiers and 10 civilians was killed, according to media reports. Officials in the country called the attack a war of aggression. U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the aisle condemned the attack. President Joe Biden reportedly spoke with Ukraine President Zelensky by phone and called the attack unprovoked and unjustified and vowed to respond in a decisive manner. While most of the world is gearing up for sanctions on products from Russia, China said it will continue to buy grain from the country. China is this far the only country not to condemn the attack on Ukraine and call for more negotiations despite the death. The attacks of Ukraine no doubt will impact global exports, which it has. Russia is the world's largest exporter of wheat, and Ukraine is the third biggest shipper of the grain, according to the data from the USDA. Russia is forecast by the USDA to ship 35 million metric tons of grain in a 2021-22 marketing year that ends coming up here in May the 31st, and Ukraine is expected to export 24 million metric tons. Wheat for May delivery jumped 50 cents to $9.34 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures was up 50 cents to $9.68 a bushel. Corn futures for May delivery surged 35 cents to $7.16 a bushel. And soybean futures for May delivery rose 51 cents to 17.22 cents a bushel. Soy meal was up $7.80 to $473.80 a short ton. And soybean oil futures gained 4 cents to $74.58 a pound. Well, the USDA Outlook Forum this morning, kind of overshadowed by the Russian attack. The USDA sends out forecasts of corn, soybean, wheat, and cotton acreage for the upcoming crop year at the meeting, followed on the second day of the conference by the outlooks for production, demand, and stockpiles. Wheat acreage is somewhat known, as the government in January said winter wheat planting rose 2% year-on-year to 34.4 million acres. The price ratio between corn and soybean, both of which compete for the same acreage, plays an important role when it comes to planting the two crops. When soybeans are 2.5 times more expensive than corn, neither crop is giving planting preference, according to the long-term data. An IHS market an analyst last month forecast a slight increase in soybean acres and a decrease in corn acres. It's likely the USDA will follow and offer similar planting projections, and I'm going to go on because the input is higher this year, and it just got higher again with oil going up over $100 a barrel. Fuel at the pump's probably going to be $5 here pretty quick. The steep rise in soybean prices since the beginning of the year makes it profitable that the soybean acreage will be increased to a greater extent. The U.S. cotton acreage is likely to profit from the surge in cotton price to a 10-year high and be expanded accordingly. Well, when I come back, I got a whole schedule of things to talk about. And then the Leedy FFA will be in here at 12:35, hopefully. And just drive safe. You listen, don't get in a hurry. We got plenty of time. We are streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on our website, kcofm.com. You can, if you don't see you don't catch the show today or you miss some part of it, please, you can go to the website and find it, or you can go to Facebook and listen to it, either one. Easy to find, and we got lots going on today as soon as those kiddos get in here. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
My background is in AI service. if you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. They're feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
High schoolers and college students aren't the only ones to benefit from membership in the FFA. Each year, adult supporters devote their time, energy, skills, and resources to help our young people in their quest to be the best.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
SCI Agritech would like to show their proud support of the local FFA members. Wonderful job, guys.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I was playing around there. 20 degrees, wind chill still 11, northeast wind 7, gusting up to 10. I'll have you Hobart Farm and Garden long range forecast coming up here, here in the next couple segments, here later on in the show. Well, let's get to a couple things that I need to announce. And one of them is, you just heard on one of our commercials, is coming up Saturday, March 5th. It's a week from this coming Saturday at 12:30 at Clinton Livestock Auction, the Davis Angus Value Genetics Sale. So you guys make plans to go see Jim and Debbie, Baylor, Nakona, Jordan, and Denton. You guys, wonderful family. Go see. They got some good, their catalog's easy to find. DavisAngus.com. Easy to find. Their catalog's in there. Just rummage around there with your mouse and you'll find it. And they got the full catalog. Very nice catalog. Also coming up after them, March 23rd, B&L Red Angus Bull Sales, Wednesday, March the 23rd. Wednesday, March 23rd. Benji and Lori have some wonderful cattle up there at Putnam, Oklahoma. They'll be having their sale at the ranch. Lunch is at noon, and the sale starts at 1 o'clock. And so, also happening this Saturday, the City of Sayre local FFA and 4-H show, not to be confused with the county. They'll be having their show this Saturday, and as soon as they're over, the animals start coming in for the Beckham County 2022 Junior Livestock Show and Premium. Sunday is the weigh-in. Monday is the swine show, 8 a.m. 1 o'clock, the poultry show. 3 o'clock, the broiler show. 6 p.m. is the cattle show. And then on Tuesday, the sheep show at 8 a.m. And then the meat goat show. And then at 5:30 Tuesday evening, the buyer's dinner. And at 6:30, the premium auction. So anyway, get ready for that. Starting this Saturday, let me make sure I got that right. Yes, Saturday at Woodward. As soon as my deal will open up here. There we go. This Saturday, they kind of been on hold since the yesterday. They showed the sheep. And then this Saturday, they've got the beef barn will open up for tack. And then Sunday, the cattle barn will check in and they'll still. And then Monday will be the heifer show and the steer show. And then Tuesday, they'll have their sale, premium sale. And that's at the 88th Annual Woodward District 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock. It's been going on already. I mentioned it earlier this week, so it's been going on. And we go on with some other stuff. OSU Extension. Let me get to that. Sorry, I was going to open that up during the break, and I got to goofing off. Something went wrong, it says. Okay, let's try this again. Something went wrong, it says. Come on, there we go. All right, if that will get out of my way. There we go. OSU Extension Office in Beckham County, Ouachita, Greer, and mark that out. Cotton herbicide and dicamba training for Beckham County, Ouachita, and Custer, Roger Mills, Kiowa, and Greer counties. Basically, almost all of Western Oklahoma will be March the 9th. Write this down on your calendar. March the 9th, 2022, from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Sayre Activity Center. That's the fair barn there in Sayre. And then from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cordell Activity Center. That's the fair barn there in Cordell. Masks will be provided for any of these two CEU credits pending. There'll be updates for certified applicators from Gary Strickland, Sudan Forge options from Gary Strickland, Summer Forges from Marty New, Cotton Update from Seth Bird, Cotton Herbicide Update from Todd Bogman, and Dicamba Training from Josh Bushington. And then, so anyway, for any, to get a hold of anybody, get a hold of your local OSU County Extension agent, Greg Hartman. He's back. He's doing Beckham and Ouachita. And it looks like he's doing Custer, too. So I got numbers for those. If you want them, text me on our text line, and I'll give them to you. Most of you know it. Dan Cook with Roger Mills County. And Travis Tacker in Kiowa County, or in, he's covering Greer County too. So anyway, they've got the cotton herbicide and dicamba training going on for two CEU credits. So if you're interested in that and you didn't hear any of that, text me and I'll forward you some information. And what else we got? We got, going on today is the Woodward Calf Sale. I have some reports for you on that first thing in the morning on my early morning ag update. And then I'll have some big numbers for you during the show tomorrow. And then the Elk City Weekly, their sale, weekly cow sale be going, cattle sale going to be going on tomorrow. And then Monday will be the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction going on over there east of Clinton, Oklahoma. And all kinds of good things going on here. Well, let's go, let's see here. Anyway, this is interesting because, you know, you guys know that I'm big on eating beef. You know, I'm promoting beef. You know, I like the people to buy local. But this study shows here that eating meat extends human life expectancy worldwide. And I knew that all along. I mean, look at me. I'm 60 years old, but I look 30. I feel like I'm 25, and I act like it. So, you know, and it's because I eat beef. Has eating beef become unfairly demoralized as bad for your health? The question, that's a question a global team of researchers have been studying, and the results are in. Eating meat still offers important benefits for overall human health and life expectancy. The study authored university researcher Dr. Winpeg, I hope I said that right, says that humans have evolved and thrived over millions of years because of their significant consumption of meat. I wasn't around when they was eating on the dinosaurs, but I bet they was pretty good because most of them were vegetarian. So anyway, they got to eat pretty good when they was doing the dinosaur deal because it goes all the way back to then, to the caveman. We wanted to look more closely at research that has thrown a negative spotlight on meat consumption in the human diet. Looking only meat consumption with people's health or life expectancy with a particular group. Oh, looky here. They're here. You guys have a seat. And if you need some more chairs, grab those. All right. Leedy's here. But the researchers found that the consumption of energy from carbohydrate crops, grains, and tubers does not lead to greater life expectancy, and total meat consumption correlates for greater life expectancy independent of competing effects of total calories intake, economic influence, urban advantages, and obesity. So we were all right. Do you guys eat beef? Nobody shook their head no, so it's good. We're going to get along great. So anyway, well, I'm going to get these people all lined up. We've got a good-looking bunch in here from Leedy, and I'll be right back after the visit with them. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 21st. 2,260 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 476, brought 193. 27 at 609, brought 181.50. 7 at 727, brought 159. 15 at 839, brought 154. 11 at 1015, brought 138. 15 head of heifers at 373, brought 190. 12 at 534, brought 151. 10 at 751, brought 150. 50. 12 at 820, brought 144. 60 at 885, brought 141.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 92. Butcher bulls brought 75 to 110. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Advances in technology continue to challenge and change the way we live, and the pace gets faster all the time. Agriculture is no exception. And today's FFA plays a vital role in preparing tomorrow's agricultural leaders to rise to these challenges.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
Tractor Supply proudly supports our local FFA group and is excited to see all the future farmers.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, I'm back. And I'll turn that up a little loud. Anyway, 20 degrees, wind chills at 12, the wind's 7 miles an hour out of the north. And in the studio with me to help me celebrate National FFA Week is a great-looking set of kids from Leedy, Oklahoma. For some of you guys in the listening area don't know where that's at. It's kind of north of Elk, kind of north of Hammond, but it's on your way to Visalia. So anyway, they're in here. And let's start out with you, young lady. What's your name? What grade are you in? And are you the big boss or the small boss?
My name's Kenna Silas. I'm a senior, and I am the president.
She's the boss. What's your name?
My name is Shaylin Hahn, and I'm a senior, and I'm vice president.
Okay.
My name's Kelsey Dowdle.
Talk I'm a real junior. Close to it.
My name's Kelsey Dowdle. I'm a junior, and I'm the reporter.
My name's Wyatt Jones, and I'm a senior, and I'm the sentinel.
You got a radio voice. You got that deep voice. You, sir?
My name is Peyton Goodall. I'm a senior, and I'm the treasurer.
All right.
I am Riley Gore, and I'm a junior, and I am the secretary.
All right. So anyway, you guys, thanks for traveling in this. I guess you guys are the only one going to school around here. So hey, but you got out. You got out for a good reason, huh?
Yes,
you skip a little bit of school. Well, do all you guys take care of animals? Show animals?
Yes.
All of you. So who? Show a hand, because you're live on Facebook. Show a hands on who does cattle. Oh, the boss does. And then goats or sheep. Well, then that leaves hogs or chickens. Which is it?
Hogs.
All right. So anyway, we got to go. Well, you guys are in your middle of the 88th annual Woodward District Show. You guys got you. So you guys are probably done then, right? Showing. Only person is you left?
I also show hogs.
Too, oh, you do? So. Okay, cool. So that I was just talking about that earlier. So I guess Saturday it kicks back off again.
Yeah, we start moving in cattle on Saturday, and then we show on Monday.
Do you guys do pretty good with your hogs and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think we had 14 exhibitors in the hogs, and then 10 out of the 14 made the premium sale.
All right. Let me turn this mic down just a little bit. It's breaking up a little bit. There we go. Try that and talk about that far away. Okay. Sorry about that. There's something going on with that mic.
You're good.
So say that again. You had 14 what?
Yeah, we had 14 exhibitors in the hog show, and 10 out of the 14 made the premium sale.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how's the premium sale work at the district? I never been one that was an actual. It's always been a county. How's that work out?
So all the animals that make it go back, and then the exhibitors take their animals in the ring and they're auctioned off, and the bidders buy your animal, and then they give you however much money that you're auctioned off for, but you get to keep your animal and keep showing. So
see, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So because you guys got OYE coming up, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big show. That's that's a big girl, big boy show right there. Biggest one in the world for FFA and 4-H kids. Mm-hmm. So let's start with you. You're senior, right?
Yes.
So what have you taken from being in FFA and you think you're going to carry forward with you in life, real life?
Well, I found my passion in FFA. Like, I just know, I know I'm going to work with cattle and livestock for the rest of my life through FFA, and it's really helped me with my public speaking, and it's really helped me grow in a lot of different aspects that a lot of people aren't even aware that FFA, you know, presents.
Right. Well, you got any, what's your future plans? Have you decided? Well, I bet you're thinking, even if you haven't decided, since you're a senior, you're probably getting serious about what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Oklahoma State and major in animal science.
Oh, good.
So, and then, you know, my future plans after college might be a ranch herd manager or something of along that line.
Horseback or ranger?
Horseback, yeah. Okay. That's my kind of.
So have you ever heard of Lori Campbell?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. She's horseback and ranger, I know.
Yes.
So anyway, she's been on the show with me, and I talk with her a lot. And she's my hero up there around Arnett.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, let's get to you, young lady. What do you got going? Move that mic over to you if you want.
So I think the most that I'm going to take away from FFA, and mostly within showing, it's just to be able to go and work for something and to learn how to prioritize things and give my 100% effort in everything that I do to succeed.
So you guys have learned a lot of responsibility, basically, right? And time management. Is that? I see a lot of eyes rolling right there. Yeah, time management is everything because I'm sure you guys play sports or some of you do, and you got chores.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you live out on a farm or a ranch, you've got more chores besides your own chores. So you're doing pretty good. So you got plans to go to college or?
Yes. So I plan on attending Oklahoma State University and majoring in animal sciences.
Oh, cool. Well, hey, we got a twofer going right there. Well, let's go to you. Let's put that mic up as close to you can in your mouth, and you don't have to kiss it. But anyway, get it pretty close. And speak. What's your plans? What have you What have you taken out of FFA?
I've taken out of FFA a lot of things, like the leadership skills that I've learned through going to ALD and MFE, and then also the relationships that I've built through showing and attending those like different leadership conferences. And those are things that I'm going to have those relationships forever, and those are things that I can put to use in my future career.
Well, I got something to brag about you guys about, and I haven't got to talk to you guys yet, but what I've learned so far talking to FFA officers that's come from the different schools from all over the listening area, these leadership conferences the state of Oklahoma puts on must be really good. Because you guys coming here, you're not scared. So anyway, because it can be nerve-wracking being out in the public, and we're in the public, and we got a lot of people listening, but they know me that I'll cover for you. I'll do something stupid. You guys are all right. But anyway, so those leadership conferences must be really good.
Yes, they're really beneficial, and like I said, you meet a lot of people from all over the state.
Right. Were you shy before FFA?
Yes.
She was, wasn't she? Well, look at her now. She's standing up there. She's blushing a little bit, but that's okay. But you came right out with what you were thinking, though, and that's what you need to do. And you plan on going to college?
Yes, I would like to attend Oklahoma State University, but I don't know my major yet. Okay. I'm still a junior, so.
Well, you got a little bit. You got a little time. Yeah, you got a little bit of time. Well, Senor, let's get to you. Talk into that mic because everybody needs to hear that deep radio voice. You sound like you could work with Aaron Cowd in there. You know, he's the guy skinny on the sports in there. He's the one that does all that. And he's like, hey, that guy just dunked that basketball. So anyway, what's your plans?
I plan to attend SWASU next fall and major as an environmental engineer.
Oh, really? Now, tell us what an environmental engineer, what's...
It's just mostly just working with other companies, making sure like the runoffs, checking the runoffs, how to keep the environment safe.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds fun. What have you learned in FFA since you've been in it? So you've been in it since what, eighth grade?
Yes.
Okay. What do you learn?
Mostly responsibility, having to wake up early in the morning and go feed or get stuff ready.
Yeah. Yeah, because the animals don't like you skipping meals.
No.
And they accidentally happen every now and then, but they'll forgive you once, but not twice. So do you do anything in the shop?
Yes, I had a fan stand entered at the district mechanic show.
Oh, yeah? How'd that work?
I placed fourth place.
Okay. Hey, you placed.
Yep.
But, you know, I've said it a couple times on the show this week, you know, whether it's stock shows or whether you're going to a deal with the mechanics or going something with welding or a speech contest, even if you don't do very well, you learn something and you meet a lot of new friends. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
You're right. All right. Well, Money Man, they call you Mafia for short.
Yeah.
What's your plans?
I plan to attend Oklahoma State University. I plan to major in horticulture.
Oh, great. You going to be a gardener?
Oh, I don't know.
there's a demand for that because ever since the pandemic started a couple of years ago, everybody's starting to buy more homegrown stuff. And I mean, I know there's more to horticulture than growing vegetables, but, you know, there's – and everybody's buying their beef local. And you guys, by the matter of fact, I was thinking beef. There's a big sale up in you guys' area yesterday out there on Quartermaster Creek. And I heard it went really well, even with the crappy weather. So, and Mike was in here last week. Mr. Schweitzer was in here last week. Have you ever guys heard about him and the squirrel and the golf course in Oklahoma City?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you the story. When you guys see him, I want you to ask him about it, all right?
Okay.
So he didn't want to talk about it on the radio. I got the story, but you guys need to ask him about it. Hey, what about this squirrel and oak tree in Oklahoma City on the golf course? You guys got one up on him, all right?
All right.
What have you learned through FFA that's made you a better person? Or has it? Are you a better person?
Oh, I would say. I've definitely learned that you have to do stuff on your own when other people aren't watching. Because what you do when people aren't watching is a big reflection of what you will do when they are watching. And you also have to take the time to be able to put forth the effort to want to do good.
Oh, great. That's a great answer. Thank you. Ma'am, saved you for last. And you're the secretary, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And talk close into that mic, please.
Okay.
What, so you say you're the junior?
Yes, I am.
Good. So you got a little bit of time to think what you're going to do, but what are you thinking?
Well, I was thinking about dentistry, but I'm not really sure yet. So nothing's set in stone, but I'm not sure. So that's what I went and interviewed a dentist in Woodward just to, like, see what she does every day. Uh-huh. And I think I kind of like it, so.
Right. Well, hey, so what have you learned? You're a junior. So you started in eighth grade. I'm taking mm-hmm. it. Okay. I got to get this in my head because I was in ninth grade when I was in FF before we got. What have you learned that's going to help you, something that's going to help you being an adult?
I think I've just learned how to talk to people better because I've been a part of the speech contest and doing judging, and whenever I have to, like, do my reasonings, it's kind of scary, but you, like, learn how to talk to people. And then I learned, like, you have to work very hard for what you want, and it's not just going to be handed to you.
Yeah, it's not going to be, what are they calling it, participation trophy. You guys don't get none of that in FFA,
no.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, you're not getting none of that. Well, if you guys got just a few extra minutes, let me go to break. And I'm going to come back and do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. And I'll ask you guys one more question because we got time. If you guys got time, you got time? Cool. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. And I got the leading officers from the Future Farmers of America chapter in here with me. And we got time for a couple more questions. Kill some time. Be right back.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Thanks to the generous support of individuals and companies throughout America, over the years, the National FFA Organization and Foundation have awarded tens of millions of dollars in scholarships to thousands of FFA students.
Today and every day in 2022, we salute the FFA.
Green Acres Enterprise appreciates our local FFA chapters in setting up our future farmers and ranchers. Keep doing what you're doing.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks, see their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back. Before I get on with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast, Brandon Hickey texts me and they are canceling the sale at Elk City tomorrow. at the sale barn. So there will not be a sale. So the cattle you were bringing in this afternoon in the morning, just run them on over to Clinton there Sunday, and he'll hook you up over there, and they'll be good to go there. Thanks, Brandon, for texting that in to me. 21 degrees, 13 degree wind chill, north wind 6 miles an hour, basically calm out there. Today becoming sunny later in the day. We might get up to 32. Tonight, cold, 12 degrees. Tomorrow, 38. Saturday, 43. Sunday, 59. And Monday, get out the short, 66 degrees. You might even get sunburn. You never know. So anyway, well, back to you guys. You guys are fun. Anyway, I think we got some trouble brewing here in a few minutes with one of them. But anyway, you shouldn't tell me stuff like that. But anyway, you got state convention coming up. You guys are all going to state convention. When is that, May? Yes. May. And stock shows will be over finally. And you guys can calm down. Responsibility getting up every morning feeding, unless you got a heifer or something that's coming for next fall. You got, I asked you about state farmer's degrees. You said you guys got four, right?
Yes.
And who are they?
Me, Kenneth Silas, Shaylin Hahn, Wyatt Jones, and Peyton Goodall.
Got a good. And so tell everybody what that is. What's that award?
Well, it's, how do I explain this? If anybody else has a better explanation, you're more than welcome to listen. So,
who wants to talk? Oh, look at him, the mafia guy. Tell us what it is.
Well, the state FFA degree consists of taking your record book that you have over the years that you're in FFA. You take that, and then you have to write a couple essays, and you get three letters of recommendation. You have to get so many pictures.
Recommendations from who? Local ranchers, farmers, or just people?
Yes, you have to have at least one from your principal or superintendent.
Okay.
And then you can have two other letters of recommendation from two other people.
Mine were from, like, my employers.
Okay.
And it's basically, like, the state FFA degree is basically just, like, yeah, just, what am I trying to say? Like proof of how much work you have put in, and okay. like how much money you've spent, how much money you've earned.
It's your resume.
Yeah.
And your tax return.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so what is that medal for?
My medal is for...
Oh, talk into that mic for me.
Yeah. My medal on my jacket is from Green Hand.
Oh, okay. Because she's got... Oh, now she moved her hair. Yeah, she's got... Have you all got one?
Pretty much all of them.
Where's you two boys at? Yeah. Girls keep up with stuff way better than guys do.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to you, sir. Put that mic right over there. So one day, once upon a time, the ag teacher left the building to go take care of business. And was it just you by yourself, or were you and Bob too?
He wasn't completely involved, but he wasn't away.
You guys decided to take on a new project without prior permission, correct?
We decided to build a sword.
Yeah. So start from the beginning. I mean, I got time. Tell us the story.
So our ag teacher left for the day, and every time he leaves. Yeah, every time he leaves, we make knives.
Okay.
And then... So this day, a certain day, we decided to make a sword.
Okay.
And we had a little help, and me and two other people.
Yeah, don't get nobody in trouble.
Made this sword, and we brought it outside to go test it out. And this has got to be the good part. I was videoing my friend, and he was running around waving the sword, and then. He walked up behind us.
How'd that work out?
Not very good. We got taken to the principal's office.
I love it.
You have to tell him about the locker full of knives that he found.
And then like a few
days. Oh, they brought the dog in to search lockers?
No. We have these lockers in our ag shop. And a few days after the sword incident, I guess he opened the locker and found all the knives and all the weapons that we had already made and put in the locker.
Yeah.
There's throwing starves, knives. There was a mace.
axes.
And these girls here are just eating this story up. And I, he's not turning red, but you know he doesn't want to talk anymore about it because we're not done. And they and you girls weren't involved?
No.
Did you know what was going on? Yeah. See there, well, boss?
We didn't because we weren't in that class, but we heard about it.
You heard about it.
That same day whenever Wyatt made the mace, I have a video of him walking into the classroom and he was holding the mace, and it's just...
He was so proud.
Oh, he was very proud of his accomplishments. Yeah. I don't know how proud he was a couple days after that, but...
And you're still and you're still an officer?
I wasn't an officer when that happened.
Oh, you were. So they didn't hold that against you when you become... Well, you must have made it right, or he wouldn't have let you become an officer. So, anyway.
We wrote some essays about it.
Is there more to the story?
It's just everyone in the class had to write, like,
three essays
over different reasons why we shouldn't build weapons in the shop.
What was...
Tell him about what happened to your sword.
Yeah, what happened to your sword?
He bent the sword.
Oh, yeah? You welded onto something else to make it a brace for something or something like that. What'd you make your sword out of? What kind of metal?
It was just sheet metal.
Mild steel.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure. I just saw it in the scrap pile and got the plasma torch and cut it out.
So, did you guys have to do the essays too? Just you and you?
Yes.
Turn the mic over to him. Yeah. What was one of your essays about?
Oh, one of them was, why is it not a good idea to build knives in the shop?
And what was the rest of the story?
Oh, I don't even remember. I think I just was writing the same thing.
So have you learned a lesson from it?
Yes. Do not build knives in your ag shop without permission.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't have got permission to start with. I mean, 10-15 years ago, maybe, but not today. We've got a little bit of different world. We got a little different thinking going on out there. So what are you guys going to do after you leave here today? You getting a free meal out of steel?
Yeah, we went and ate at El Patio before this. So.
Oh, you guys already got your meal.
Yeah.
You guys suck. I didn't get invited. Anyway, so, well, thank you so much for coming in. And hope to see a couple of you here at least next year. The rest of you graduating, right?
Yep.
Well, good luck in life, and you're a pretty good set of kids. And go get some money made up there at Woodward.
We're gonna try.
And good luck at OYE. I'll be looking for your names.
Thank you.
All right, and you guys got your. Oh, look at you. Oh! It's the cap of the day. It's the Leedy FFA Happy Hour. I'm going to wear their cap. Oh. You guys thought I was going to be bald, didn't you? No, I'm not. Anyway, so thank you so much. The first people to bring me a hat. You guys coming tomorrow from Hobart and Granite, learn less and bring me a hat, and I'll be nice to you. Anyway, thank you very much, and good luck in life.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Well, I got a couple more reports to read off here before we run out of time here, and you guys were great. That's all I can say. Beautiful set of ladies too, by the way. All right, you guys. Don't forget Mike Schweitzer, squirrel and golf at Oak Tree. All right. So anyway, Mike, if you're listening, you're in trouble. Sorry, I couldn't save that. But anyway, well, we got from the cow calf corner. From Professor Peel. I call him Dr. Peel. He's Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist. A previous article considered what continued drought might force the industry to do in terms of additional herd liquidation. Another scenario is the drought across the country subsides and not a significant factor in 2022. Up north they're getting there, but we've had a shower here, but we don't have any drought relief right now. The question then becomes, what will the industry try to do, and what intent will be able to do that? The peak in the beef cow herd inventory was in 2019, and the industry has been in liquidation for 3 years. significantly enhanced by the drought of 2021 and to a minor extent in 2020. If the drought is not a limitation and does have no limitation in 2022, will cattle producers continue herd liquidation? The answer will be determined by what cattle producers want to do and can do relative to cow calling and heifer retention. Higher cattle prices and expectations of continued higher prices may have producers interested in slowing liquidation, holding cattle numbers steady, or even expanding. However, the extent to which higher prices leads to expectations of higher profitability and a desire to expand the herd will be tempered by higher feed and other input costs, because our input costs have gone up tremendously, and especially in the last year. But as you guys see the market on soybeans and wheat and corn, our feed's not going to get any cheaper, and our fuel's going to go up, and chemicals are going up. It's just crazy. For producers affected by drought in 2021, the first step will be herd rebuilding. That's why I think my little birdie that told me about the guys up north were in Dakotas and Nebraska, where their drought is getting better. They might start replacing some of that stuff they sold off. So I feel like heifer pairs, cow-calf, young cow-calf pairs, second-calf heifers, for those guys that hate me to say that, they're going to be pretty pricey come later this summer and this fall. That's only if the drought gets relieved around here. For producers affected by the drought in 2021, we're talking about the herd rebuilding. The overall beef culling rate in 2021 was 11.55%. That's the highest since 2011. Remember, we had that drought back then. In the drought areas, producers who cull heavily last year may be able to sharply reduce culling this year if forage conditions improve. In other areas, producers may hold beef cow by as much as 10 to 15% year over year in 2022. This would result in a beef cow culling rate somewhere between 10 and 10.5%, not 11%. An even lower culling rate might be possible. The average culling rate in the last herd expansions from 2014 to 2018 was 8.7%. But it doesn't seem likely the expansion signals are that strong yet. The other component of the herd expansion is heifer retention. The drought impacts from 2021 determined which is possible in 2022. The number of beef replacement heifers on January 1 was down 3.3% year over year, which was a subset of those that are expected to calve this year down. It'll be down 2.8% from last year. The reduced inventory of replacement heifers significantly limits possible herd changes in 2022. So achieving the herd expansion is likely not feasible, and even holding the herd to zero changes stretches the numbers to unlikely levels. If the industry does try to minimize herd liquidation in 2022 and prepare for a later herd expansion, the reduction in cow and heifer slaughter could result in a larger decrease in beef production this year that is currently on the forecast. So that's the most likely scenario, is probably somewhere in between severe drought and no drought scenarios, with some drought continuing in some regions. The result could be modest level of additional cow herd liquidation in 2022. So there you go. So we got something to think about, and lots to think about. And just like one of the guys at the round table at Southbound this morning, guys were talking about prices of wheat and everything going up this morning. It don't matter. We don't have any wheat, so we don't have any to sell. That's exactly what he said, and that was coming from Bill Dance, a famous crappie fisherman or wannabe fisherman. But anyway, he's right. We don't have any wheat, and we don't know what's going to happen. Even though we got that little shower, we don't know how much damage has been done to the wheat or rye. So anyway, you guys have a great day. Tomorrow, Granite and Hobart will be in the studio. So you...
Oh, come on. this is fun. Right? Isn't this fun? This is nice.
KECO, Elk City.
This is a Fox News alert punishing Russia on the Sabrady.